This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. It's been a little while. Last time he was on our show was back in July of 2019. We're talking about no other than Novu Monde Graphite, Inc., and you can find them on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol NMGRF. And with us today is the founder and CEO of the company, Mr. Eric DeSaunders. Eric, welcome to the show. Greatly appreciate you coming back on.
Great. Thanks for having me again, Eric.
You know, before we get started in the Q&A, since it's been a little while, give my new listeners just a little bit of a backstory on yourself and a little bit of backstory on your company.
Yeah, so at Novu Monde Graphite, we're building what will be the largest graphite operation in the Western world. So we're building now as we speak. We received a decree recently fully authorizing the mining project. We're building it 2 hours north of Montreal. It is on like construction mode now, and it will be fully commissioned by the end of 2023. We have already a demonstration plan, phase one plan that is running since 2018. So we have sales already of graphite flakes, and we are in the market already with significant quantities, close to 1,000 tons so far produced. So that's the mining and concentrator. That's where we do the flake graphite. And then we are also working on the transformation in Bécancour between Montreal and Quebec City in one of the largest industrial parks in Canada. We are taking the flake concentrate and we are transforming it in anode material for lithium-ion batteries. So quite an exciting project, and we will be commissioned actually in three months' time, we will commission the phase one of our anode material facility there.
You know, unless you're living underneath a rock, it's the rage is, you know, EV, electric vehicles. Most of this material is coming from China. That being said, what do you think what the market and opportunity for graphite is going forward, say, for the next year or two?
Yeah, that's a very valid question. So graphite, amongst all raw materials going in battery, it is the most controlled by the Chinese economy. 100% of the natural graphite that goes in the battery comes from China today somehow. So that's not very sustainable for the supply chain for the different jurisdiction in the Western world. So what we're developing actually is, you know, as I said, the largest graphite operation to a meaningful scale for our allowing us to be low cost to compete with the Chinese. For sure, we can be close to them in terms of cost and operational efficiency, thanks to one of the cheapest electricity in the world. Hydroelectricity in Quebec is around 3 cents US per kilowatt hour, so that's a big advantage for the transformation. But not only cheap, we provide more value to the customer by being carbon neutral. So we develop a carbon neutral operation, fully traceable in a safe jurisdiction like Canada. So it's a lot of big advantage to diversify from the Chinese economy and de-risk the supply chain of our customers. You know, the growth is phenomenal. It's like by 2025, Benchmark Mineral forecast that we will need 2.8 million ton more of graphite to serve the over 200 mega factories that are getting built today for lithium-ion batteries. So the market is there. It's just a matter of positioning our company, our business strategy the right way, and we're at it since many years already. So now we have a kind of an advance on all other projects, and we want to be in the market by 2023 very very aggressively and on time, right on time for the customer. So yes, we will have competition from the Chinese economy for sure, but we want to be the best alternative to all our Western world customers.
Now, Eric, you know, and I'm glad you brought that up, because Chinese is leading the world in supply chain / graphite. That being said, how are you guys going to compete against them?
Yeah, so as I said, it's not only cost. Cost is important, obviously. We can, as we disclosed recently, we can, our all-in operating costs will be below $3,000 US per ton, and it's a product in the last few years was sold around $7,000 US a ton. So we still have margins thanks to our low-cost electricity, large-scale proximity to our mining operation. It's just an hour, 45-minute drive from our, and we can move our material in bulk. We don't need to do a lot of material handling. So all the little things make it very viable for us in a developed economy like Canada to design a project that is resilient against in terms of cost. But being carbon neutral, it is something super important, especially in Europe and now more and more important in the U.S. as well. But carbon neutrality is transferred in premium now because our customer in Europe are paying a premium to decarbonize their supply chain they need to. So that's a big advantage that we offer against the our competition from China. And also the fact that, you know, we're now selling to a very strategic material to a large OEM who by definition need to diversify somehow from a 100% controlled Chinese material. So we do have a very good prospect for us to have great profitability and not only compete on cost, but compete on other criteria that are super important for our customers.
Eric, just for a little while, I want to change gears here and talk about your management team, and especially the press release that you put out yesterday. Materials expert Dr. Kohler has joined your board. What does that mean to you guys?
Yeah, for sure, building the right team around the development of those specific materials is key, is super important. We were fortunate in the last few years to have the right talents in the company. Dr. Kohler is the fifth PhD in the company, so we do have a strong internal R&D team. And Dr. Kohler obviously have until 2019, he was the CEO and chairman of SGL Carbon, one of the largest graphite processor in the Western world, based in Germany. So very well established company. So we're very fortunate to work with him at Double, and he's very active. We spoke again a long time this morning, so he's very active to help us making sure we are qualified with all the largest OEMs and we do all the right steps to commercialize our product effectively. So that's a big strength that we were able to do in the last few years. It's acquiring the right talents and adding the right people with the right experience to work with us on developing the project.
You know, speaking of talents and putting the right people together, it looks like you guys put out a press release about 9 days ago thinking about uplisting on the New York Stock Exchange. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so we what we announced is we officially filed an application on the New York Stock Exchange. We have also filed a base shelf showing our color in terms of where we will go for our financing need in the next 25 months. So yes, now the our fate is in the end of the New York Stock Exchange. We will work to make sure it happens as soon as possible, but that's the most I can say for now on that topic. It's exactly what we announced last week. But obviously, the U.S. economy is still the largest economy in the world. There's a big momentum for everything related to EV and developing a North American resilient supply chain. So we need to be well positioned on a major exchange to make sure we capture the most we can from the market.
Before I let you go, what are your value drivers and your upcoming milestones for the company that you see here in the next 2 to 4 quarters?
So I would say 2 to 4 quarters is to fully commission and build the phase one of our anode material facility. So it is about 2,000 ton of capacity that we are deploying now to complete the qualification of our product with customer. They received recently kilograms. They like our product. Next step is to qualify our process and make sure that we send them significant quantity they can use in their production line, and they can qualify also our process and the way we are doing it. So those are commercial modules that we will just duplicate many times to increase capacity. So that's a major milestone in the upcoming few quarters. And also, as I said, we are on construction mode at the mining and concentrator, the phase two. So we have started the clear and grub on site. We do all the civil works this summer. We start pouring the concrete this fall, and we have a very detailed construction schedule all the way to 2023 when we will commission the large-scale project. So that's quite exciting times. And also, you know, the market every week have a new announcement around a new potential customer. So that's quite exciting.
Before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
I would like to just, it is a start. I mean, this is a long-term megatrend. The EV revolution is just starting. There will be a major impact in the next future years on all the raw materials that goes in battery. You know, on the graphite side, we really want to develop the full vertical from the rock to the finished product, and then grow horizontally and build more and more capacity just to make sure we maintain our leadership position in the Western world. So that's really what we are. It's a start of what we will do. And I'm really looking forward, like in 5 years from now, where we will be quite different in terms of growth compared to today. So that's quite exciting times.
Company that we're highlighting here today is Novo Mondi Graphite Inc. Look them up. You can find them on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol NMGRF. Eric, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. Only thing I ask of you, sir, is don't wait another year and a half or 2 years to come back on my show. Hopefully you'll come back on here in the next 60 or 90 days and give us an update.
For sure, I promise. I'll be there.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.